talking about enjoying your backyard here at Rosie on the House. I've said it over and over again how many times we just live in our backyard. Now, I will tell you this, that we've been in our house, I think, close to 30 years. I'm getting itchy to build a new home, getting really itchy. And I'll tell you the one thing I would recommend everybody, I will never, ever, ever again buy a house with a backyard facing west. I will never do it again.
That's challenging.
That's what I live with.
The money we've spent trying to make our backyard comfortable in the afternoons is really pretty incredible with roll-down shade screens. Now, I'm a big – I love my misting system. Boy, that baby just cooks from about May to October. She's just out there misting away. But I have – it does leave a residue on your patio furniture. It does leave a residue on your Viga beams. How about entertainment equipment? Does it pre-age – it hasn't seemed to hurt my TV yet, but will it?
I guess it's in placement, right? I mean, where you're going to place your equipment and hopefully, you know, usually the misting system has been installed already, and we're planning on hopefully we don't put it where it doesn't belong.
Well, and the key to a great misting system, of course, is high pressure. Our system at our house is right at 900 PSI run through a little small
and to put
orifice.
That in and putting that in comparison to what you would buy and plug into your hose bib, you're at what you're supposed to be for your home, you're at 65 PSI. So right. you're over 10 times higher when you pressurize it. And that's what it needs to be to atomize the water to make it actually work. And you talk about reduction in water consumption when you have it pressurized that. I mean,
absolutely.
When it's dripping out at 65, you're actually using more water.
You'll know the misting system at your house is working correctly if it's not ponding on the patio. It should absolutely be vaporizing before it reaches your knees or your calves or your ankles. So if it's getting everything wet, then something isn't properly designed with your misting system. That isn't what it's supposed to do. It will. You drop the shade screens and you're dropping 20 degrees of ambient temperature. You're going from 110, 112 down to 90, 92. Turn that misting system on. If you're under about 20-25% humidity, you're going to drop it another 15 to 20 degrees. You're all of a sudden down with it at 110 outside the patio. You're down at about 80 or below inside the patio. You know what? When you're not doing yard work, 80 isn't bad. When you're just sitting in your favorite chair reading a book or listening to the music, I guess in the break, my wife Jennifer and Don Stably, y'all have completely redesigned our whole entertainment system in the backyard. What's going to be going on? Don's coming next week. What's going on at my house?
We're going to try you guys out with a Sonos system. We've talked about it a couple times on here. Sonos system is a wireless speaker, needs 110 for power, but a wireless speaker ties into your Wi-Fi system into your house, and it is a complete internet based, you know, anything you can pretty much imagine that comes on the internet, you can do Spotify, Pandora, and iHeartRadio, and you can also listen to KTAR, your radio stations.
Can I learn how to use it? That's the question. I hate learning new stuff. That's why I never replace my phone.
Remote. This is not hard.
This is dummy proof. Really, it actually is a push of a button again, an app on your phone. And you are going to be off to the races. All your controllability, your volume, your whatever is on, the metadata is on your phone or your tablet.
What's the system?
It's the Sonos, S-O-N-O-S.
Roman, is that what you put in the house? That I've been talking about for almost 10 years when I put it in my home when I built. It was one of the first versions. So it's the old bridge. You know, I don't have the wireless speakers. I had to hardwire those in.
Right.
But still, it's all the same features, but it's every bridge is a different zone. Or I think did I say that right? You can have multiple zones.
You can have multiple. Every speaker can be its own, or you can pair them as a stereo pair.
I had mine in the garage had a zone. The living room had a zone, and then the back patio had a zone. They could all play together, or they could all play
separately.
I'm liking this.
And not only separately from the music source, but you could have your iTunes library going in garage. You could have an internet stream from a radio broadcast in the living room, and then your Pandora on your back patio. I mean, multiple sources, and they're all independent volume control. You could do a master control, or, I mean, the unit the versatility of this is just incredible.
And Don, you will program that for me, right?
Yes, ma'am. And now, and not only music, I'm sorry, but if you want to get really good, you can wire your TV into it as well.
Some of them will do your TV. Some of the systems will do your television or a local source, you know.
Sonos is the brand name. And what are you going to spend for a typical system? You know my backyard. It's not that elaborate. It's not that fancy. It's probably about average.
You guys just need one to try it out to start with. I think that's really all you guys would need in your backyard. As I said, it's portable as long as you have 110 to plug it into. The Sonos Play 3 is $300, and you need a bridge that goes with that that ties into your Wi-Fi, and they're about $35 to $45. And then you need me to come out and set it up.
So this is an outdoor piece for $400 that plugs in my outdoor area?
Yes, sir. It can be outdoor, indoor, bedroom, library, movie theater.
And then I have the remote control, and then it can talk to all my entertainment equipment I've got inside the house?
No, sir. This is all stuff that is on the internet or your iTunes library.
Okay. Well, then you really got my interest when you said I could tie it into the TV.
I don't have that because I don't have TV. Right. So I have just read from their press releases the integration.
There are certain things that can tie. They do have some systems that are you have the Sonos Connect and you have the Sonos Amp. These are things that can tie into an existing system. Like you already have speakers on your patio. We can tie that into your receiver, which also is your TV sound.
Right.
And then that can be part of your whole home music system.
Well, I have to say I'm borderline intimidated, but I'm intrigued. So I'll be very curious to see how it works out.
We'll put it in and then we'll talk about it.
Hey, this sounds like you're actually creating the perfect staycation right there in your own backyard. It's what we've been talking about all morning long, about enjoying your environment right there in your own space. We talk about the staycation here at Rosie on the House every single week right here at this time of the show. It's sponsored by Sanderson Ford and the Arizona Office of Tourism. You register to win the staycation on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Once you register to win monthly, we pull a winner and we actually give them an opportunity to build their own Arizona vacation. You have to stay inside the state of Arizona. We developed this Arizona staycation as a plan to bring Arizona out of the Great Recession that we went through. And it's our conviction that if everyone would stay local, buy local, that Arizona would come out of this thing quicker and faster than anybody else. So you register to win. And then we send you to Sanderson Ford, and Sanderson Ford lets you take a look at all the demo cars they have out on their lot, and you get to pick whichever one you want. Then you get to pick your dates as to when you want to go. There's no blackout dates. And then you get to pick where you want to go. And we work with our friends to the Arizona Highways and the Friends of Arizona Highways magazine to try and get you the bed and breakfast or the lodging and the food, and Jennifer buys you a gas card and the whole Arizona vacation. We're just sending someone on the road this week.
Carolyn and Don will be leaving for the train, driving an MKX, and they're leaving this week. Okay. So the train is just a wonderful, wonderful vacation. So it's up in Williams, Arizona. They have all kinds of different packages you can buy. But the one that's really fun that's coming up is the Pumpkin Patch. And the reservations are not yet available, but you can go online and take a look at it. For $20 an adult and $15 for a kid, you can ride out, pick a pumpkin, and come back. At the depot, you can tour a haunted train, do a hay bale maze. There's crafts. There's all kinds of good food to buy, seasonal food. It's just a blast.
Now, that sounds like a great family Arizona staycation.
It really does.
Like a lot of fun. How about the Polar Express? Are they all full?
You know what? The Polar Express, I have that right up here. It is. Man, it's almost gone. November is almost 100% booked out. January is 100% booked out. There are some things available in November, but you have to get on there quick. And there's three times of day, 3:30, 5:30, and 7:30. 3:30 is all but gone. There's one day left. And there's some availability at the 5:30 and 7:30 in December.
Well, the Polar Express is a great opportunity, and the train is a great way to spend an Arizona staycation. So we appreciate their participation. They've been real good and real generous to help and support our winners. And is this the veteran from Tucson?
It is. Don and Carolyn are celebrating their 49th anniversary. And he's a vet, and we just are very thankful for his service, and he's just been a delight to work with.
Yeah, man, that's a favorite part of this whole organization is being able to work with people like that and put a little package together for them, and retiring and a veteran and driving an MKX up to the train and having a great Arizona staycation. You, too, can register to win at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Just look for the Travel Arizona icon on the front page. You'll notice the Arizona flag in the background. If you didn't win this time, you can enter again. Every month we do a drawing. You can only win one time a year, but you can enter every single month to just increase your chances of getting drawn.
And we're here with Nathan Angel of Bellegarde. And, Nathan, this is all about creating that staycation in your own backyard.
Yep.
What would you ask me to tell homeowners should they want more information?
They can reach us at Bellegarde here locally, Superlight Block at 602-352-3500.
Down at Tucson, it's Young Block.
Young Block, that's all a part of the big Superlight family.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, or they can contact me directly. My email address is Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, dot Angel, A-N-G-E-L, at oldcastle.com.
Boy, and I tell you, I do not want to leave the topic of pavers without just giving you a big pat on the back for talking to the folks at Bellegarde and getting them to come out with a light-colored paver. That Noche product, I mean, I've got an entire back patio covered in lightweight, light-colored pavers that aren't Bellegarde because I kept waiting for y'all to come out with something light. This is huge.
Yeah, we're real excited about the Noche, and we also have another one called Bianco, and we've modeled them after the very popular travertine colors that are out there in the Arizona market right now.
Boy, when you take a thermal imaging gun out on those products out in the middle of the summer and you shoot a typical paver, you shoot pavement, or you shoot concrete or cool deck, or you shoot these lighter colors, it is a big difference how much heat sink you're going to create in your backyard.
10 to 15 degrees.
At least, yeah. Well, Nathan, we appreciate it. Again, that number for Superlight and Bellegarde?
602-352-3500.
All right, we get back. We'll be closing out with Don Stabley of Stabley Home Entertainment Specialist. And it really is the thing that separates the boys from the men in their backyard entertainment environments. It's the whole sound around entertainment package.